Vanity Fair did this very interesting expose of life in the Hamptons right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first saw it, I thought, I could care less about this. This has nothing in it for me. I haven't been to the Hamptons in years. I used to go as a kid. I could care less about those people. But here's what's really interesting. So the Hamptons is an area of Long Island. It's an area of New York that where all the celebrities go. It's where all the giant houses are. It's where all the money is.
Mm-hmm.
And traditionally, over all the years, people in Manhattan would spend winters in Manhattan and summers out in the Hamptons, you know, or their weekend house in the Hamptons all year long. And that was a thing. Now, the people going out to the Hamptons are not millionaires. They're billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And they are taking over the Hamptons to the point where the millionaires are being pushed out.
Oh, no.
I know it sounds stupid and like, who cares about the 1%?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's a little bit of a comeuppance. You know, I used to have to, I once rented a house in the Hamptons with my friends. There were 28 of us. We did 14 girls per weekend, and you went every other weekend. That's how we were able to afford it. We went 14 girls. It was 7 bedrooms. So you shared a bedroom with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and you went every other weekend. And then if some, and we had all these rules and whatever. And we weren't even near the beach. We were kind of walking distance to like a lake, but we were nowhere near the beach. And that's what we had to do to afford to be out in Southampton.
Hmm.
Now, those kind of things don't exist anymore. So what this article in Vanity Fair was saying that I thought was really, really interesting is that the one percenters can't wait to leave the Hamptons and come back to New York City. And they're thinking about selling their houses out there to some of these billionaires that they can't keep up with anymore.
Hmm.
One of the billionaires that lives on Lily Pond, which is like the where all the big mansions are, they are replacing all the trees there and the workers that they have and the trees, everything together is costing them $75,000 per day. $75,000 a day to replace trees. Just think about that for a mm-hmm. second. People don't make that in a year.
Right.
All the best restaurants in the Hamptons, they no longer answer the phone. You have to either know somebody to get in, or there's a secret number that they program into your phone and they know who you are because you're one of the billionaires that eats there. So the millionaires can't get into the best restaurants anymore.
Are they packed?
Packed.
Is that, okay, that's the reason, is the restaurants are many people.
Right. Well, they're not that big to begin with. Long Island out in the Hamptons is not like Long Island when you and I were living there, where you walk into a restaurant and it seats, you know, 200 people.
Mm.
These are little like boutique kind of restaurants that, you know, do seatings and they seat like 40 people at a time. So most of these restaurants, nobody can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do get in by some din of your remarkably, like, you know, somebody or somebody lets you in or whatever, you need to walk in there looking like a fucking Kardashian. Otherwise, everybody judges you. You get stared at. You get dirty looks.
Mm-hmm.
The bars and restaurants have raised all their prices to meet the New Hamptons people. You know, like at the airport where everything is super expensive because you're at the airport, like where you're supposed to go.
Mm, like a salad, you know, like, is $400.
Yeah, like you buy a bottle of water and it's $10. You're like, right. Wait, I can get this for a dollar on the street. Okay, so this one girl tells the story that she went out with friends. They had drinks, like maybe, you know, a few friends. They had drinks and whatever, got a bottle of wine. At the end of the night, the bill was $7,000.
What do you
tip? It was $7,000.
That's like a $2,000 tip.
They add the tip. When you spend that much money, the tip is already added in. Yeah, it's 20% and it's added in. And you've just, so the tip alone is going to be, you know, $1,400.
Wow.
Another girl took an Uber from one town to another. It was $600.
For the Uber?
Just for the Uber. Yeah, in the Hamptons. I got two more for you. There's a famous place in Montauk where everybody goes for lunch. Mm-hmm. Just like a regular lunch place. You go, it's not even that nice. You sit there, you sit like a wooden table. They have like tablescapes there now, but they're known for their Cobb salad.
Mm-hmm. I went there.
Did you?
Yeah, I went there in Montauk.
Okay, so you know where the place I'm talking about, right?
Yes. It's right on the water.
That's the one.
Yep.
Guess how much the Cobb salad is there now?
$46.
88.
$88.
For a salad. $88 for a salad. And finally, the houses out there that used to be like the big sprawling houses that are on tons of property that you have a pool and topiaries and a tennis court. Those kind of houses out in the Hamptons used to be worth like, I don't know, $10 million, mm-hmm. something like that. I once heard, I think somebody famous, I think it was maybe like Jerry Seinfeld or somebody, had bought a like a property out there that was $25 million. People couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Those houses now are going for $150 million.
Yeah, Stern paid $100 million for his house in the Hamptons.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, Ray Donovan was out there, Liev Schreiber, mm-hmm. and he was at some charity event that he was the celebrity at. And people were saying that they were like, who's this guy? What's he doing here? And they, when they found out where he lived in some piddly little $5 million house.
and they were Ray like, Donovan.
Who invited the help? It's like, I'm Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
We don't care. You're nobody.
No, you're Ray Donovan.
Right. Everyone else flew in a helicopter. You drove here.
Ray had to drive. Poor Ray.
Yeah, Ray had to drive himself.
Oh, no.
All right. So, I thought it was very interesting that this area that, as a New Yorker, someone who grew up looking to the Hamptons and being like, wow, that's where the wealthy people are. Now the wealthy people are like, we're done. Like, we can't even keep up anymore.